Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Turkey and Syria have been hit with two of the most powerful earthquakes in nearly a century, killing more than 3,500 people. The WHO warns as many as 20,000 people have died amid the search for survivors. The Prime Minister has confirmed there's been no Aussies caught up in the tragedy. During the first caucus meeting of the year, Anthony Albanese has talked up the Labor Party, while Coalition leader Peter Dutton has hit out at the government over rising interest rates, claiming they haven't done a single thing to help. Borrowers can expect at least a quarter of a percent rise when the RBA meets this arvo, but some economists predict it could be as high as 0.5%, bringing the cash rate to 3.6%.
What we've seen from Anthony Albanese in the last 8 months is that every economic decision they have taken has contributed to an upward pressure on interest rates.
Telstra has flagged a scam letter doing the rounds convincing people to hand over money, and Transurban CEO Scott Charlton will leave the toll road operator at the end of the year after 11 years at the top. Two-time World Cup winner Aaron Finch has given an update on his playing future.
I'm announcing my retirement from international cricket today fully. I think the time is right to let the T20 team move on into a new phase.
The 36-year-old departs after scoring over 8,000 runs across all formats. AFL stars Trent Cotchin and Paddy Ryder are among eight life members to be inducted at the league launch next month. And Manchester United are facing expulsion from the Premier League over 100 alleged financial breaches.